Come one, come all, my pretties. Come into the garden as the world continues to spin. Come where the air is fresh and the music is too. You are entering the shade garden, where we find peace, inspiration, and beautiful music. So sit back and join Juniper as she helps you rest your busy mind. Enter and relax.
A good way to start the Shade Garden tonight with Azure Sky starting us off. Hello everyone, welcome to the Shade Garden. You are with me, Juniper, here in the garden for the next hour and a half, and we're going to be listening to some great, great tunes. Of course, we had to start off with sunshine. We're going to talk about the eclipse a little bit. Are you guys in Europe going to be able to see it? I'm not sure how that's gonna look for you guys. I know we're gonna have it, of course. And some schools are even letting out a little early tomorrow because, you know, they don't... they want their kids to go home, I guess, and be safe with the families. Because I know a lot of schools are worried about kids looking up at the eclipse and damaging their eyes. So, yeah, I am predicting it's going to be a bit crazy tomorrow with everyone driving to different locations to see the eclipse and traveling to specific spots, because I know there are specific areas of our country here in the United States where you can see it at its full, the full eclipse. So anyway, I thought we should listen to a little Taimani. And oh wait, I'm looking in the chat. Who's in there? We have Miss Happenings, the Link Goose. The Link Goose, oh my lord. The Link Ghoul, my apologies. Slow Cook Goose. We also have Slow Cook Goose in the chat with us. I hope you dudes are doing all right. The Ghoul and the Goose. All right, let's just play this next song because I need to stop talking. All right, here's Taimane with The Sun. I love this.
Come to the end of our journey. The one who birthed our own mother. Who brings all beings together in communion.
The glorious Taimane coming to us from Hawaii, and just all of her gloriousness. That song was beautiful. It warmed me up inside, just like the sun. And yes, the outer space events are just so very, very interesting, and it's amazing how the little ants of the planet Earth, meaning us, freak out over stuff like this. Like, goodness gracious. I saw something on social media today that talked about how some people think it's going to be, you know, the reckoning day, and people will be lifted up into the heavens, and, you know, the rest of us sinners will be left back here. And they said that you should take some clothes and just lay them around randomly to make people feel or think that there's been the rapture. I liked that. It made me laugh. Anyway, hello to Karen, who actually is just starting her day down under in Australia. And yeah, we have clouds and thunderstorms going on right now in Michigan, but the forecast is clear skies for tomorrow, so fingers crossed that we actually will get to see the eclipse. Did you guys answer my question? Yeah, the rapture, the reckoning. Yeah, they're saying that this eclipse that we're having tomorrow, Goose, will be the rapture. Yeah. yeah. Lots of people are freaking out about tomorrow, and it's just outer space, y'all. It's just outer space. We've had these before. I'm trying to remember how old my son was the last time we had an eclipse. And the really cool trick, if you haven't done it yet, you take a colander or a strainer, you know, and you're cooking pasta, and you take that out and you just kind of hold it, and it makes shadows from the sun, but then every little hole, so if the sun is partially covered, then you can actually see, it's just little eclipses all over your driveway. It's really neat. So try it if you are going to be around the eclipse. So I think it's unusual for those of us that don't live in an area where it's common for light to be either all day long and into the night, or have no light at all day long, just about. So like Alaska and places up north like Finland. But speaking of Finland, we have a song by Tin Sky that I think will fit well with the eclipse, and also just thinking about their situation up there with sunlight and the struggle for having it sometimes, or having too much of it. So here's Tin Sky, In the Fading Light, in honor of our eclipse tomorrow.
Hear the whisper, hear the falling rain, seasons pass, but all's the same. Then the evening and the fading light, welcome the night. Leaves are golden, soon fall down. Season has changed again. Song has gone up beyond the sea. Memory remains.
was In the Fading Light by Tin Sky. They're from Finland, so they definitely know about the fading light. My daughter actually went up north in the UP, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, to hopefully see the Northern Lights this week, because they are supposedly visible there, which would have been a great trip. But I had other things planned for this weekend, and I'm happy I did them. So I hope they saw some Northern Lights. I didn't get any pictures or anything from them, so hoping they at least got to see some things. We've had a lot of cloud cover in certain parts of our country lately, so waiting for a report back from them. Man, my talking and my brain and my words are not matching tonight. I need to take a nap or something. I don't know. But maybe it is the end of the world, right? Maybe this eclipse is affecting everyone. Not. No. But yeah, like I was saying earlier, a lot of people are thinking the rapture is going to be happening tomorrow. Doubtful. So let's listen to some skies and let them tell us. It's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. I'm not gonna pretend the universe would be any worse without us here, exhausting an atmosphere.
Oh, it's not the end of the world.
All right, that was Skies. And if you have not heard that group or listen to any of their music, I highly recommend you seek them out. They definitely have wonderful, wonderful music. And that the lead singer, she's just phenomenal. I love her voice. And just everything's just well produced in their music. So check them out. That was It's Not the End of the World. And Mish. Okay, so before we get into some of the newer music, because there actually was quite a bit this week that I was excited to dig through and listen to and choose for tonight's playlist, but before we get into that, I'm just in the mood for Abby Thomas, who is a local musician in my area, and I had the pleasure of having her co-host a show during the Zerpathon, which was a fundraising event that we've done in the past for XRP to help keep things going here at the station. And yeah, so I just looking at all of her music, I wanted to hear this one again, and I believe this song is currently on the XRP charts. So Miss Happenings, I always want to say Mish Happenings because I call him Mish. Miss Happenings will be providing us with a link in the chat. So let's give her a few more votes just to drive her up a little bit higher into the charts. Not that we have a chart show, but it's still nice to see those songs going up and up and up whenever they can. So here is Abby Thomas with Me Plus One.
Trying to keep a little faith, but it's
That song, that's Abby Thomas with Me Plus One. I love her voice so much. All right, guys, it is time for some new stuff. Are you ready? Are you ready? The XRP database is always growing. It's that time in the Shade Garden when we see how it's grown this week. Let's listen to what's new. All right, so... You should join us in the chat if you're not with us in the chat. You should try to log in. If you look along the menu options, there are little speech bubbles that you can click on, and it will take you to a little window where we're having conversation. We've got Archer in there now, and like I said, Karen and Slow Cook Goose, Miss Happenings. Awesome. We've got a nice group of listeners tonight and several guests. So if you're a guest and you haven't logged in and you're listening, go ahead and type hi. Let us know that you're listening and maybe tell us a little about yourself, unless you want to be anonymous, which is fine. Yeah, I did notice that, Archer. I did. Yeah, we're talking about a local tea house that has some really creepy and fun elements to it. And it's actually kind of nice because I'm going to be working for them pretty soon. And it's just such a great place to work. Great tea, great people, great atmosphere, great vibe, just lots of fun. So excited about this new adventure. And yeah, so there's kind of creepy stuff down in the basement of this place. And there's actually two separate basements. And along with all the other like supplies and things for the restaurant, there are some just interesting features that make it a unique place. I'm not going to get into it on the air, but lots of interesting stuff. So this song actually kind of goes along with, I don't know, the long basements that they have, because it's not a really wide basement. They're very long and narrow, and kind of reminds you of a hallway almost, just a wide hall or a corridor. So here's Clusters of Eyes, who are known for their amazing synth songs that sometimes are pretty creepy. And the name of this one is called Along the Corridor. And I sure hope you have your shovels out, because I know you're gonna
dig it.
This is our Dig It feature song of the night. Please enjoy. Here's Clusters of Eyes with Along the Corridor. I'm out. Clusters of Eyes with Along the Corridor, you know, and I don't know what it is. It's definitely upbeat and fun, but there is kind of a spooky element to it. I don't know what it is, but I love Clusters of Eyes. I love their music so much. I guess maybe it's the title that just kind of makes it feel a little spooky. And then, I don't know, something about the music is edgy as well. Okay, another one that I saw that was new this week that I thought I would play for all of you is by Bryony. I might have said this incorrectly before, not Bryony. Bryony Hart. And because she's had another song here in the database as well. This one is called If. So let me know what you think in the chat.
Right in front of thee,
right in front of
me. Oh, I need to. Instead of trying goals, there's so much more to lose. We seem to get tangled. See that I'm foul. By then I'm holding the knife.
That was Bryony Hart with If. Let's see. Next up is, I'm not sure how to pronounce this group. I believe it's Lobe Pine. Maybe Lobe Pine? Not sure. Looks like a compound word, you know, two words put together. Lobe, like earlobe, and pine, like the trees. Not sure if that's how you pronounce it, but that's what I'm going with. Using my phonics skills, everyone. Sound it out, right? Okay. Just not sure what language that is. If that is English or if that is something else. But anyway, here is their song, Home. Something up because I meant to do that earlier and I did not. Oh, 2014. What was that? Let's see. Yeah, no. Anyway, okay, I just had to look something up for this next song. Jason Baker, who is a wonderful folk singer coming to us out of Vermont here in the United States, just submitted some new stuff, and I was always excited to hear what kind of message he has for us and what his thoughts are on different topics. He usually has social commentary to share, so this one is no different. I had a hard time choosing which one because none of them are really happy songs. But this one, I don't know. I think I liked this one of all of the others, at least for the vibe I wanted for this week. So this one's called 10 Years On by Jason Baker, and this will be the last of the newer songs I have for all of you this week. So let's take a listen. Let me know what you think. And why is that? No, I'm going to put this in a different cell. Why is that? Okay, well, let's just try. Okay, here we go. 10 years on.
Not gonna light a candle, not gonna say a prayer. Why bother talking to someone who isn't even there? There is no soothing ritual to calm my nerves today. Nothing you can do, nothing you can say. 10 years on and still, the day that they were killed, a hurt that will not heal is all that I can feel. 10 years on, 10 years on, 10 years on. Each year when this day comes, I think about the gun used to kill my child and all the stupid trials. Justice isn't served in spite of all the words. Can't take back the gun a mother gave her son. 10 years on and still, the day that they were killed, a hurt that will not heal is all that I can feel. 10 years on, 10 years on, 10 years on.
Told you, none of the songs are really happy. That one definitely has a lot to say about school shootings and gun control, all of those things that quite the problem here. So yeah, it's very frustrating and terrifying, you know, as a teacher having to have active shooter drills in schools and have a plan to try to keep someone out of your classroom and away from you and the children. So just, so an interesting time we're living through, guys. Interesting is interesting. So that's the new songs I have for you tonight. So hopefully you guys enjoyed those. Definitely some quality music being made out there by independent artists. And it's interesting because I was just chatting actually with Karen yesterday about this particular thing, that more commercial music seems to be somewhat soulless and a lot of times doesn't have the heart that independent music does, or just the vitality in it. And so that's why supporting independent musicians and music in general is so important, just because it's the humanness of us. I think independent music represents that better than anything at this time in our history, with artificial intelligence coming in and kind of invading the music world and just our humanness. So independent musicians, keep doing what you're doing. We are so indebted to you for keeping the art of music alive and breathing. Yeah, thanks. And keep sharing your music to XRP, everybody. That way we can share it out with the whole world. Okay, it's time in the show where we take a look at what is being celebrated or observed around the planet. First up, we have Coffee Cake Day. I'm not a huge fan of coffee cake. It's just a little heavy and sweet, especially in the morning when Sometimes I don't even want to eat anything. But happy coffee cake day for those of you that like to make coffee cake. And today is the day of remembrance of the victims of the Rwanda genocide. So, moment of silence for them. It's the metric system day, so go kilometers, go meters, go centimeters. I wish we used that system here in the States, but alas, we don't. It's National Beer Day. But I do not like beer, so you guys that like drinking it, go have one. Not me. I'm good. Thanks. National Handmade Day. So, go make something with your own hands. Make some homemade cookies, some handmade cookies, or handmade arts and crafts. Those are always nice. Let's see. This one's interesting, and I had to look this one up because I had no clue what they were talking about. It's International Snail Papers Day. And I'm like, snail papers? What is that? So, if you think email versus snail mail, that's pretty much where we're going with this. So snail papers are newspapers and other forms of information and news that we get the slow way in the paper box or in the mailbox, not online. So we do need to think about that and how technology is really taking the place of a lot of ways that we communicate ideas and thoughts, and that's not always the best. And I think it's really important to support your local newspapers or magazines even. So let's listen to Investigator coming to us from down under in New Zealand, actually. Here is his song, Livin' in a Magazine. I love this one. Please enjoy.
I'll give you
Investigator Rocks. I love them so much. Adrian Drew used to actually be a DJ here on XRP. We miss him, but he's busy doing investigator things down in New Zealand. And of course, we wish him all the best and all the success. Okay, let's look and see what other things are going on. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. This is where I got that one. So I'm going to put that back in there. We'll get back to that one later. It is National Wildlife Week, National Window Safety Week. Just make sure they're not painted shut. I mean, that's that's the window safety I can think of, because one of the first houses I moved into after I got married was a rental place, and the windows upstairs had been freshly painted, but they were all painted shut, and you couldn't open them. So we had to work hard at opening those windows. It is International Pooper Scooper Week, so go scoop some poop to celebrate. If I took my dog for a walk, we might be able to do that. But it's raining, so we're not going to be scooping poop. At least not outside. If it rains too long and she decides not to go out, we might be celebrating Pooper Scooper Week sooner than later. International Dark Sky Week, which really went well with Tin Sky and their song. Golden Rule Week. Treat others as treat. You know, you'd want them to treat you. Always important. Oh, this one. Very interesting. In Orwell's 1984, there was an actual holiday called Hate Week, where pretty much you're just hating on everybody. on certain people. And it just seems like we're living that every day. This right now in this culture we're living in. Yeah. So let's recognize Hate Week with Painted as Monsters and their song Start Calling Me the Enemy.
Down to this, an insurrection against all we've known. Oh, how we've mistaken. Well, are we just another rebellion? Something to prove. We'll be right back.
That was Painted as Monsters with Start Calling Me the Enemy. Happy Hate Week, everyone. Yeah. That is really scary, honestly, that book 1984 has had so much of that coming true in multitudes of ways. Okay, so let's go back to the holidays and see what else is going on. Bat Appreciation Week. So, love your little bats. They're so cute. Most of them. There are some that are pretty fugly. bats are really important. They eat mosquitoes and other invasive insects. And they're just cute. And, you know, what better to have a mammal that actually has wings and can fly? Pretty neat. Let's see. American Crossword Puzzles Week. Not a huge fan of crossword puzzles, but, you know, I know people who are. So go do some puzzles today, everybody, and recognize that. International Trombone Week. I love that. One of my son's best friends played trombone in band together. When they were in band together. Laugh at Work Week. That's important, to laugh at work. Medication Safety Week. That should be every week, everyone. Yes, it should. This one's kind of funny, considering what we're talking about in the chat. It's National... Where'd it go? There it is. National Bake Week. And it's also Week of the Young Child. Put those together. And then we have some of our chat conversation going on right there. How appropriate. Let's see. Oh, and in honor of National Robotics Week, we're going to listen to a little The Pyramid. And this is their song, Like a Robot. This one takes us back to the 80s a little bit. I love it.
Like a robot.
the Pyramid with Like a Robot. I feel like I'm in high school again at the roller skating rink with the Aquanet hairspray. Oh my gosh. The 80s were quite the time to be growing up and being a kid. Lots of fun. Okay, let's see. What other things are going on in the world? Well, it's National Making the First Move Day, and it's also International Beaver Day. And yeah, it's also World Health Day and World Health Organization Day. So, happy day to the WHO. Speaking of beavers, actually, we saw a live one swimming in a pond or a little small lake. I had taken my daughter to this amazing park, or kind of a botanical park, a metro park, over near Detroit. And they have just amazing, amazing birds. They have giant sandhill cranes that are almost as tall as we are, and great blue herons, and just all kinds of beautiful songbirds. And this wetland area, we noticed there was a beaver swimming. So happy Beaver Day to you, sir, or ma'am, or whatever you are. Oh yeah. So it's No Housework Day today. So in honor of that, because that's pretty much every day for me. I am not the best housekeeper, just saying. I wish I were, but I'm not. I have other more creative and fun things to do with my time than dust or do dishes or do laundry or vacuum or bleh. I always love it when my house is clean and I feel good when I'm done, but getting the motivation to do it is just, I just don't have it. I have other more important things to do than clean my house. So in honor of that, let's listen to Mike Mankey with Lazy Day.
It's gonna be a lazy day, just gonna dream myself away, leave all my troubles with yesterday. No rushing, no fussing, nothing to do and no words to say. Think I'll leave all the hustling for another day. Taking time for me, with no technology, no screens, machines, a rest from the stress and just me. Just the sound of the wind in the trees, singing birds and buzzing bees, and thoughts drift like clouds in a gentle breeze. And there'll be no rushing, no, no fussing, nothing to do and no words to say. Think I'll leave all the hustling for another day. Well, it's gonna be a lazy day, just gonna dream myself away. Troubles with yesterday. No rushing, no fussing, nothing to do and no words to say. Think I'll leave all the hustling for another day. Thank you.
That's Lazy Day by Mike Mankey. You might also know his voice from Buffalo Huddleston. We like to play that group here in the Shea Garden and on XRP as well. I love his voice and all of his music. Great, great musician. Karen. Instagram threads. I'm on there, but I'm still not understanding the whole purpose of them and how it's different from Instagram. Yeah, good question. Okay, moving on. So today, birthdays that are being recognized or remembered. Back in 1770, William Wordsworth, famous poet, was born. And so, in honor of him, one of my favorite poems of his, and I use this with my classes, I teach this, is I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud. And that's the one where he talks about the lovely daffodils. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. I love this poem because it allows me to really work on personification with the kids and for them to understand how we give traits of human beings to in things that are not human. And I was going to say not alive, but they are. They are alive. We do that with the non-living as well, but other living things like animals or plants, we give them attributes of humans. So in honor of I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud, let's listen to Mr. November and his tune Clouds.
Last night's fuzzy tavern crawl. Enter dear and then recall. Drizzle, rain, mist or snow. Babe, I own it all. Unrelenting to and fro. I saunter back into my throat. There I lay, willingly. Bathe away gracelessly, stricken by the deep blue sprawl, mirroring my wicked shawl. Silk-threaded veiling shroud I am, concealing all the dirty truths I can. What's my appetite within my reach, yet fathoms deep? My kingdom burneth through the air in wispy shapes of smoky gray. Love blossoms as I burn, fuel for lust I fill, they yearn. Silky thread
I've been drifting, I've been roaming, waiting for a sign. In my splendor, in my armor, oblivious to the signs.
Mr. November with Clouds. Happy birthday, Mr. Wordsworth. I hope somewhere, wherever you are, you had a great day thinking about your birth here on the planet Earth. I am going to have to cut one song, Ina West. Sorry about that. That one doesn't necessarily fit with a holiday. I just wanted to hear it. Poop. Did I forget that? Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I'm trying to remember what my angle was. But anyway, today, P.T. Barnum, the co-founder Ringling Brothers of Barnum and Bailey Circus, died in 1891. Henry Ford actually died today. Mike Wallace, an American journalist from 60 Minutes, died in 2012 on this day. Who else was born? Billie Holiday was born today. Francis Ford Coppola, American director, Godfather, Apocalypse Now. It's his birthday. Jackie Chan's birthday. Happy birthday. Russell Crowe, his birthday today. Oh, and Kellogg, Will Keith Kellogg, American businessman who founded the Kellogg Company. Seventh-day Adventist, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. That's here in Michigan, in Battle Creek. Yeah. Well, I have one song left that I'm going to play for all of us this evening before I sign off. To honor, let me scroll back up. It is, first off, Empowering Women Entrepreneurs Day, but it is also, where is that? Where'd it go? Come on. Where is it? Oh yeah, there it is. National Girl Me Too Day. I like that a lot. And basically just recognizing that we women are powerful and we have a lot in common and we need to support each other. So I wish everyone a great week and hope to have the listeners back in the garden next week, same time, same place, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on XRP. And I'll have more songs to play. Hopefully a lot more newer uploads this coming week so that I can keep sharing the independent music with everyone. It's definitely worth the time and the effort because I love all of you indie musicians. You're wonderful. Give me hope. Have a wonderful week. Talk to you next time, everyone. Here is Poggy with her amazing song, Woman. Bye.
Of life, just to see you through. Monday comes around, but to sing in their special sound, but you don't listen. Next Monday and the sun is bright, sky is blue but you're black as night. Wake from your dream. I see woman, woman, where's your day go? The pain to stay.